ex-governor of Washington, Al Donnelly!
Attention, Buckley residents, voters of all ages, vote for Al Donnelly. He's the best man for the job. You can count on Al, that's for sure. Hey, folks, if you're wondering who to vote for, Al Donnelly's the man for the job.
Time to go home now, little doggies. Nothing for you in this truck, no food. Dogs, I want you to go home.
Get off my bumper! Come on! Jeepers! No!
Oh, my God.
What is with you, dog? You think this truck is in heat or something? Get out of here!
You know, if I got the same welcome everywhere I went that I got right here in my hometown, my candidacy would be a lock! With your help, we will make it all the way to the Capitol!
Did you do this?
No, did you? That is not your brother.
What the hell is a marquee doing here? It's crazy.
Al, I'm so sorry, man. I don't know what happened.
Mike, forget about it. What'd you think? It was a drive-in movie?
I could get some time off from the rec center. They said it was no problem when I said I was going to help with the campaign. So I was thinking maybe I could go on the road with you and help out, or...
Look, Mike, I know you're behind me in this 100%, but I kind of need some different help from you.
Oh, man, whatever you want. You know that. Bite and Donnelly stick together.
That's right, all right. Listen, I got a lot of good people in my corner. They're smart people, and they want what we want. And we're going to get there. It's just going to... It's going to take some finesse.
I'll do anything. You just name it, and I'll get started.
All right, and there's a lot to be done right here. I mean, like... phone canvas and stuff like this. Just stay put, and I'll get you the details, all right?
You gonna do it, little brother?
Yeah!
All right. Come on, let's go! All the way, Governor.
Dock Workers Union. Come on.
Let me make myself clear. My brother is a priority. You know, let's just find someone in the organization. Just as long as he or she is reliable and helps Mike make a contribution. So just find someone and give him the assignment now.
Excuse me, Mr. About-to-be Governor like Donnelly. This assignment you were just describing, if someone were to volunteer for this gig and did the job well, would he or she possibly earn a staff position in your new administration?
Steve, not now.
Yes, he or she most certainly would.
Then I am your man.
Hi there, this is Mike Donnelly. I work over here at the recreational center. To be honest with you, I pretty much run the place.
Is this, Pat Giles? Good, good. Hey, I hope everything's going great in your fine town of, Avery Atwood. Say, the reason I'm calling is I wanted to tell you a little bit about the candidacy of Al Donnelly. Al Donnelly's a guy with a dream. His dream is to become governor of this great state of Washington. Hell, every guy's got his dream, am I right? Between you, me, and the wall, I had a doozy myself last night. Get this. A corn-fed harvest mouse, a hooker, a nun, a Flemish peasant woman, whips chains, whistles yo-yos, a circus midget, my grandmother riding by on a bicycle, give me the finger, and a duck. Now, I don't know. Are you crying? Oh, my Lord. I am sorry, honey. Please don't. Could you get your daddy on the phone? No, don't hang up, please.
Whoa.
All right, I want a 32 belly option on 2-on-2. Ready?
Go.
Hunt one, hunt two. Let's do it! Go to Poplin! What's the matter, Sullivan? You mad because you found out the new kid got an arm? Suckers take the walk.
Screw this. I quit.
Fine, then. Here's to the winners. Yeah! Cap, fake headbutt. DeSalvo, fake headbutt. New kid, fake headbutt. Ow! You broke my nose! Oh! There's so much blood!
Mr. Donnelly, I swear I did not mean to do it. Please!
Ketchup packet.
Come on, guys. This is weird. Let's go play some kickball.
Yeah, come on.
Forget those guys. What's your name?
Scott Colleary.
Colleary? You got a hell of an arm, Colleary.
Thanks.
Yeah. Don't worry about those guys.
Yeah, they don't like me too much.
Is your mom picking you up?
My mom and dad got a divorce. I have to live with my grandma now.
Oh, come on. Label your streets like the rest of the country.
Oh, oh, buddy, are you okay?
I'm not that far from dragging you out of the car and beating you into dust.
You should work up to that. Kind of leaves you nowhere to go.
I can go to your mama's and start a small fire in her panties. Now, are you ready to get out of the car?
Oh, no, sir. Come on. You know what? That was my fault, and I'm really sorry. Here, I got something for you. It's kind of a souvenir. Oh, here it is. Yeah!
Come on! Woo-hoo.
Oh, shit. I don't believe this. Damn, I gotta ditch this guy.
Hey!
That's my grandma, Mrs. Onaker.
Hi, ma'am.
Bet you made some nice friends today, huh?
See ya.
Scott! God gave you a hell of a throwing arm. And I'll be damned if I'll let that go to waste. I want you on the football field. You and me, every day, working on your game. How's that?
Sure.
Nice to meet you, man.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, Robbie.
Spoke to Anderson at the theater. Wants me to lock you up. I bet your brother's righteously pissed, huh?
No, he's pretty cool as usual.
I'll show you something. Here, check this out.
In fact, I'm going to be working with one of his top guys. Whoa! Nitrous oxide boosters. This thing must haul major ass.
You could say that.
Oh, great. Damn it.
Yeah, of my way, buddy.
You know what, lady? I got something for you. Souvenir for you here.
Yes?
Never mind. Forget it.
Well, what are you doing? Playing pocket pool there, son?
Excuse me.
Hey, you got a little chubby going there. Dream on, you little fart.
Please don't be Mike Donnelly.
Hi.
Hey. I'm Steve Dodds, one of your brother's advisors. His top advisor, actually.
Wow, it's great to meet you.
See ya. Al, your brother, told me to drop everything, come down here, and kind of get you organized for the final push for the big election.
Well, let's get to it. Team Donnelly gonna kick a little Tracy butt.
What I thought is we'd start with the supermarket down here and canvass that area first.
No.
Trust me on this one. It's a good idea.
But...
Listen, I'm running this show. You got to take my advice. I know what I'm doing. Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Please. Pop the hood. Please.
Oh, your thumbs. The hood. Okay. What latch? Where do you want me to,
Get pop the hood! Please!
Popping the hood. Good afternoon, sir. We'd like you to vote Al Donnelly for governor. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, ma'am. Vote for Donnelly.
Sorry. Listen, I think it's better if we bring the energy down a tad.
Are you kidding me? These are potential voters. It's showmanship. You gotta go out and get them.
Yeah. Watch and learn.
I'll tell you.
Hi, folks, vote for Donnelly.
Oh,
good God, man.
Here, let me get that for you, sir. I drove down there. I think I can put the groceries in the truck.
Little help from the Donnelly campaign.
Back off, Buster.
Come on, Mother.
Let me help you, sir.
Get in the car, dear.
All right, Mother.
Folks, having a little trouble here. Help! Help, please!
He must be all hopped up on crack cocaine.
Glory, Harold!
I can't! Good, I think I've lost him.
Please!
Okay. Good first day.
Yeah.
Washington State. Isn't it a great place to raise a family? That's because for the last 8 years, I've worked very hard as your governor to make sure our state is clean, safe, and fiscally sound. If reelected to a third term, I'll do my best as your governor to make sure that all the hopes and dreams of Washingtonians come true.
I need a break. I'll be right back.
Did you get the latest polls?
Donnelly's brother took a campaign van on a rampage. He can't get a break even in his hometown.
He doesn't need a break. They just gained another 2 points.
We're all right. A lot can be done in a week.
If we don't do something soon, he'll be living here.
Who left this crap in here?
Promise me you'll stay in the car.
I promise.
Whoa, what do we got here? A tall, cool one. Yeah.
Hey. Go for it.
I want to get wrecked.
Check it out.
Snorting, shooting, sucking.
barking, choking, popping, dropping. A party with you.
The kid's a star.
No, he's a gold mine.
Ah, horse shit.
Front page.
Jesus, Mike.
It's not as bad as it looks. It turns out he was giving these kids a speech about saying no to drugs.
Well, can you get the paper to print a retraction?
Yeah, sure, and they'll run it on page 36 in about 2 weeks. Al, you can take this election, but your brother is creating his own media feeding frenzy, and all of it is negative. We've got to put a lid on him.
You're right, but he doesn't deserve to be exiled. You just tell Steve to watch him like a hawk and to keep the reporters at bay.
Welcome, Washington Teachers Association! Welcome!
Washington has the most beautiful forest in America. And I am proud to be an honorary Clark County lumberjack. Don't let anyone ever tell you your job is easy.
Oh, my God!
You make the call. Rest is for damage control. You stay put.
That's just great.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Excuse us just a moment.
What the hell happened? That tree was supposed to go down on the first whack.
Well, I thought you covered really well.
You're just lucky some kid didn't get his head cracked wide open.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get the numbers in?
Hot off the wire.
Donnelly's leveled off.
Mm-hmm. We're dead even. Look at this. Front page.
Donnelly's brother is like Roger Clinton, Billy Carter, and Ronald Reagan's entire family rolled into one. Let's move this out of the land of mere embarrassment into the realm of serious effect. Are you ready to play the game?
I've got some pretty nasty ideas.
Good. Act on them.
I've been fired.
What? Why?
He said the rec center is state-funded. He can't afford to be associated with any kind of a scandal, especially one involving kids and drugs. He said that he stood up for me, but word came from the top for me to clear out my locker and get out.
That's crazy, man. I don't know what to say.
I love this job. I've been here since the place opened. And then they just... Dude, can I get a couple minutes just to, you know, clear some of the gear out?
Yeah, sure. Hey, I'm sorry, man. Take your time.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Can I help you?
Hey, Mike, how's things? Kind of pissed off about losing your job, huh?
All right, pal, what's going on here?
You know, you really shouldn't play with matches.
Hey, what the hell are you doing? Ah! Oh, God! Oh. Ah!
Bobby, you know I didn't do this.
Jesus, Mike, give me some credit, will you? Did you see who did it?
Two guys. I don't know who they were.
Yeah, well, they didn't count on me getting here first. Look, you guys get out of here, and when the troopers arrive, I'll just tell them I didn't find anybody here. All right? Go ahead, take off.
Thanks, Robbie. I owe you one, man.
Call me later. Base, this is Meagham. I'm down here at the Pierce County Rec Center, sending fire units and a backup. Look, I'm the only one down here.
Well, did he do it or not?
Covery, on that subject, I would have to lean toward the negative.
I know what you're saying.
Give me the phone, Roger. Steve, it's Al. What is going on?
Hey, Al. Well, in my opinion, when I got to the
my brother. Al, I know how this must look, but I had nothing to do with that fire.
I loved that place. It was my life.
You gotta believe me.
Of course I believe you, man. You had to have been set up, and we're gonna get to the bottom of this right now. We have a game plan, don't we, Roger?
Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
Roger and Steve are going to work this out.
Mike, don't worry. Everything is going to be okay. I promise.
Thanks, Al. Thanks. Steve here.
Meet me downstairs. I'll love you.
Dodds, listen to me very carefully. We have got to keep this bozo
under wraps until the election is over.
I want you to do exactly as I tell you.
Yeah, okay, keep talking.
I know a place way outside of town.
Dibs on tap.
Okay. First class, right?
What's that black thing?
What? I don't know.
Touch it.
What? Touch it.
You afraid?
No, I'll touch it.
You totally didn't touch it.
Well, then you touch it.
I will if you will.
All right.
Whoa! Man! Oh! 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 What is that?
It's Ozzy Osbourne.
Whoa! Oh my God!
Whoa!
I think it's gone.
I hate those damn things.
Oh man! It bit me! I'm gonna get rabies! I'm stuck! Help!
Okay, I'll open the fridge. You hit the lights. Bats are attracted to light. Fly in the fridge, I close the door, end of story.
That's moths, you dumbass, not bats.
Ah, oh, yeah, moths.
Watch this.
That's it.
Ah, she's cornering.
I think I got it.
No way.
I think it's in there.
Well, then look.
You look.
All right. We'll both look together.
One, two, three.
You idiot. You can't catch a bat with a pot, moron. You take a mop, a broom.
Oh, God. Ow, 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 God. Ow, 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 ow. Oh, get this thing off me. What the hell are you? Ow! Ow, why are you hitting me? Ow! It's gnawing at my skull! For God's sake! Ow!
Die!
You're aggravating me! Stop it! Why are you kicking me? No! Oh, I can't see a damn thing!
No!
Oh,
Jesus! I nailed it. Oh,
please try my idea? Come on! Pull the thing tight so it gets in there!
Try it!
Well, try harder! Stay over there! You moron! Okay, it's right in there! It's right in there. Okay, it's right in the middle. Oh, my God, it touched my head.
It doesn't work. I'm sleeping in the car.
Stay there. Okay, it's right in the middle. Okay, we got it? Get out of there.
Good night, Steve. Good night, Mike.
The police officer who arrived before our guys was a friend of Mike's.
He let him leave and never even reported seeing him in there, so Mike was never linked to the fire.
Neuschwander, are you finished stirring that drink, or is this some kind of fucking science experiment? Now, I realize that you must stick close together because you share a common goddamn backbone, but I want to see some movement! Now!
This is great. There's 1,502 registered voters in Garfield County. Go get them, Al.
Hey, pretty good day. No screw-ups. Keep up the good work. I'm gonna go take a squeege.
Ah! 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 God!
I want this car to just keep driving. Hey, gang! Is there an opie convention in town? Kidding.
You're not from around here, huh?
You know what I am? Born and raised.
Nope. Can't be true.
Shoving the nozzle up my ass first.
Vote for Donnelly.
Every vote counts.
Yeah, well, you little freaks better be careful, because next time I don't go down so easy.
Next time we're going to be like, oh, you want to spray me? How about this? Arm grab! Hey! Snap kick! Side kick! Rabbit punch! Rabbit punch into pile driver! That's right, my friend. It's a pile driver! Oh, who else wants some? You, a sleeper hold! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Hey, that's my car. It's that same asshole.
The hell was that?
Whoa, what happened to you? You fall into some mud or something?
Yeah, I did. And I'm going to be rich because I'm the only person on Earth who knows where you can find white mud.
I didn't say mud. I said crud. You fall into some crud or something? You get some water, wipe off that crud.
Come on, Mike. I'm not one of your 8-year-olds that's going to believe that.
Shut up, Steve. Where'd you go?
Make a phone call. Hey, remember I told you about that guy that stole my car?
Yeah.
He lives about a mile from here. He's driving it.
Well, let's go get it back.
Uh-uh. You don't want that kind of trouble. This guy is unstable at best.
You can't keep running away from things. You gotta be tough.
Ah! Ah! Snakes! Oh, no! One look at me! Good God! Get your underpants! I hate those things!
They're getting worse every second.
I hate snakes!
Jump in. Wash that crap off.
There's probably piranha in there. This place is a nightmare.
Get tough, Nancy boy. Jump in.
I don't see you going in. Ugh. Where'd you go?
Hello, Washington! Yeah!
This is great. I've never won 3 games in a row. I hardly ever play checkers.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of easy to win when you,
never move your back row! Ever! God!
Come on!
Okay, well, where would you want me to move this one?
There.
Okay, move this one here. It's safe, I swear. It's safe.
That wasn't safe at all. What an idiot. Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, it was. What's going on? That's not normal.
This place is trashed.
Check this out.
This whole fridge is held up here just by this plug. You okay?
I'm just dandy. I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants.
We didn't have any pudding in there, buddy.
This sucks. I can't believe I forgot to call Scott Colleary.
Good luck getting out. It's never going to work.
Yes, it will. All you need to do is get a signal.
Hello?
Hello? Miss Onaker?
Yes.
Hello, Miss Onaker? Miss Onaker,
yes.
Is Mike Donnelly, is Scott there?
No.
Oh, jeez, I had to leave town. Could you tell him I'm sorry and I'll make it up to him?
Yes.
Okay, don't forget to tell him now. Hello?
Good night, Steve.
Good night, Mike. Mike. Hey, Mike.
I got dibs on top box.
Shut up!
Oh, I love it.
Why don't you shut up?
Hello, Washington. Hey, how's the weather up there, buddy?
Shut up!
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hey, Roger? How you doing? It's Mike Donnelly. Is Al there?
Gee, Mike, Al's kind of busy right now.
I know. I just wanted to, tell him I'm, working my tail off for him up here, and,
there's no way Al's gonna lose Garfield County.
Yeah, that's great. I'll be sure to tell him. Thanks for ringing up.
Come on, Roger, let me talk to Al. It's only gonna take a minute.
Al doesn't want to speak to you.
What do you mean, Al doesn't want to speak to me? Why?
Listen very carefully to me, Mike. You know what Al calls you when you're not around here?
The idiot. Okay? All right? Is that blunt enough for you? You are not going to speak to him now.
And as far as I'm concerned, if I had my way, you wouldn't speak to him after he's elected governor.
Covery. Man, that guy's a dick. Who is he to say I can't talk to my own brother? You know? I need to go down there and straighten this thing out.
What do you think about that, Steve? Al speaking at that Rock the Boat concert in Seattle.
Steve? What do you think if I went down it? Sad.
Salaries by buying a ticket to this shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah! Come on!
Okie dokie. Come on. Son, I'd like you to step away from this vector and get into a different coordinate pronto. There's no access for you in this quadrant.
Man, why don't you goose step on down to the women and children over there and give them your little power trip? All right, because they might be impressed by it. Asshole!
Yeah! Young fella, I'm gonna twist off your head and spike it onto the floors of a nightmare you can't even imagine. I will dance with you inside of this six-sided ring of fire and let you move from this area far and fast. Now!
Wow.
Like that move?
Yeah, I learned it in 84 Bounce Off over at Laguna Beach.
It's one Mr. T hosted.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. The same one.
Wow. Whoopsie-daisy. I was, looking for my brother, Al Donnelly. He's around here somewhere. So you fellas are, performers, or,
Oh, no thanks. I never touch the stuff. There's nothing in the air here to get everybody high.
Besides, it gives you the munchies. God knows I don't need that.
But,
Rock the Vote presents Mud Honey.
I don't think these kids want to hear me talk about bond issues, man.
Al, we are lucky to be a part of this. Just go out, tell the kids to vote, do an interview with some MTV person, and we're out of here.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks!
Yeah, that's right.
Sucks, true.
Yeah,
said that.
I'm going to talk to some people and straighten this out, man. All right?
All
right.
Come on.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to know Kenny. All right. Kick ass, Woody.
Yeah.
So when do I go on?
I don't know. 6-7 minutes. Just relax.
All right.
Straighten your tie.
Should I lose a tie?
Loosen the tie.
Just take it down.
Cool.
Take it down.
Mike Donnelly.
Governor Donnelly?
Yeah.
Nice thread.
Yeah.
No, you jag. He ain't the governor. He's running for governor.
What? Hey, get on out there.
No. You got the wrong guy. Hey, just a second. Fellas, come on. Not supposed to be here.
God, what is this?
I guess I could sure use some cupcakes or some peanut butter cups about now. Yeah, you know what that's about. So I guess you guys should vote, you know, because voting kicks ass, right?
Yeah!
And let me tell you, if you're going to vote, why not vote for Al Donnelly, right? Because if voting kicks ass...
What in the hell... Oh, please, God, I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming.
You got some kick-ass shit!
Oh, God, I'm a dead man. I'm hyperventilating.
Because I'm born in the USA! You gotta fight! For your right to vote! That's one small step for man, one giant. I have a dream! To the people!
Oh, Mike.
Hey, fellas! Yeah! Kill Whitey!
No!
What in the hell were you thinking? I'm sorry, I just wanted to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And, I don't know how it happened, but I just got thrown on stage.
Now, why couldn't you just stay put, huh? I told you I would take care of everything. You could trust me. But no, we could kill Whitey? Man, I can't believe I have to ask you this, but are you trying to screw things up for me? I mean, what is this? Do you want me to lose?
If I really thought you believed that, I'd want to die.
Just stay out of the way, okay?
Are you or are you not the Black Angel of Death?
Without question.
Don't agree with me, it just pisses me off more.
it's finished.
You talking about your brother's election hopes or just my career?
The person I care about most in my life hates me. I'm not a brother, I'm an embarrassment.
So what do you want to do today?
I don't care. Whatever you want.
Man, I wish we could watch your brother's debate on TV.
That's today? We gotta watch it.
What are we gonna do, hook a hanger up to the metal plate in your head?
I know a place with a TV. I saw it when we were putting up posters. It's not far from here. Let's go. Here it is.
Of course. This had to be the place you knew. How could you have such horrible instincts and survive this long?
Looks like nobody's home.
Yeah, I met this guy. Nobody is home.
Oh!
Oh, no! Ah!
Run! Run!
You
gotta move it!
Ah!
Move it! This guy's got a hell of a security system! Ready to start filming, Mr. Stone.
Really? My God, this guy is like Leatherface, Chucky, and Jan Brady all rolled into one.
Honorable discharge, Drake Savage. This must be his dad, Nora Savage. And Grandpappy Winston.
If only he had bought a smaller TV, maybe he could have afforded a couch with less urine on it.
Yeah.
I want to see a Washington where children can walk down the street safely, where people can leave their doors unlocked and their minds are free from fear.
Well, this is one area where I'm in total agreement with Governor Tracy. As a matter of fact, I agreed with that statement when she made it in her first campaign for governor over 8 years ago.
A bro is knocking the snot out of her.
I'm gonna go take a squeege.
My plan to put 1,000
Watch your step.
More policemen on the street. And a lot more prisons.
No.
If you really want to understand Mr. Donnelly's view on family values, take a look at his brother. And ask yourself this question. How far does the acorn fall from the tree? Or should I say, nut?
Yes, my brother has some problems, but who doesn't? And I just want to say, I love my brother Mike. And I am very proud of him. And I believe that Mike's problems are rather modest when compared to the problems facing our great state. And those are the problems that I am interested in.
Get her, Al.
You're in the wrong zone, soldier boy. What the hell are you doing in my perimeter?
Sir, I'm not a soldier. And I don't know if you read in USA Today last week, but the war's over. You can punch out now. Move on. Let it go.
Who told you that?
Charlie. I just talked to Charlie, and he's not mad at you anymore. So let's call off Operation One of Us is Crazy and go our separate way.
Get smart with me.
Ow.
If you don't tell me who sent you on this mission, I'm easily within my legal rights to dispatch you with extreme prejudice.
Sir, honestly, I just came back to get my rent-a-car and an apology. And if I could get that, I will gladly leave your coordinates here.
Oh, the car? Huh? Is that all?
God! Well, why didn't you tell me?
Oh,
here's the keys.
Oh, thank you.
Here's my apology.
I can splatter your cortex, or I can explode your heart, which sounds quicker to you.
It's Tuffy.
Nice moves. I'm seriously impressed. Sergeant Drake Savage.
How you doing, Mike Donnelly? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Come here, I want to show you.
Drake, you ever watch any Bruce Lee movies?
I got every one of them on LaserDisc. What's your hit? What's your hit?
Debate should have never happened in the first place. That son of a bitch Donnelly had a smart-ass comment to make after everything I said.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I can't wait to see the look on his face when he goes down.
With all deference, Governor, but if he goes down, it's all up to the voter turnout, which our people think will be very high.
Well, it better be, or I'll have your balls in a jar on my desk. A very small jar.
Dear.
Oh, she's totally legal. I've got all her papers, and I pay all the taxes. Very good help, but no speaker. Who? What does he want?
I'm not sure, but he says he thinks you'll like it.
Pardon me.
Governor Tracy, this is Mr.
Mr. Spine. So here's what went through my little head. I got some pictures of your boys sitting at Pierce County Rec Hall Place. Or pictures that look like Mike Donnelly set the fire. I wait for election day to near. Whoever's trailing gives good money for whichever picture does them best. My gut says I'm glad you're trailing.
Well, I'll have to see the pictures first. The rub. Now you'll have to tell me your name so I'll know who to make out the check to.
My best friends call me Cash.
Promise me you'll stay.
Shut up, Steve. Could go wrong. I vote, I go home.
Over there.
Did I make it?
Yes. Name and address.
Mike Donnelly, 612 Caswell Street.
It's okay, ma'am. Here you go. I'm sorry. Here you go, ma'am. That is my fault. Here you go. Here you go, ma'am. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh!
Go, stupid!
Darn,
what are you doing?
Who to vote for?
We now continue with our election night.
I bet the exit polls already have us by 10 points.
So after the events of last night, a slight shift in voter sentiment was expected, but no one anticipated this.
Early this morning, this photo was released, linking Mike Donnelly to the scene of the Pierce County Recreation Center fire. The arson accusations against the disgruntled former employee came at the worst possible time for his brother Al Donnelly's drive to the governor's mansion.
Governor Tracy is about to claim victory. Colin,
it's all my fault. My brother lost his election because of me.
Cowlitz County, Tracy wins by 280.
Oh.
Garfield County, Tracy 1048, Donnelly 834.
Tracy won Garfield County?
A lot of good our grassroots campaign did up there, right?
1048 to 834? That's 1,882 votes. There's only 1,502 voters up in Garfield County. Something isn't right.
The governor is now on her way to campaign headquarters where she's expected to make her victory speech.
Those are the guys that started the fire.
Troopers?
They were wearing street clothes, but that is them! Steve, we gotta call Al now.
Wait a minute.
I gotta do something first. For Garfield County. I knew it! Looky here. Any of these names look familiar?
You were right.
Yeah. Al didn't lose. He got cheated. And we got proof. Right here.
So we get on the phone and alert the press.
Screw that. She embarrassed me in front of the whole state. She messed up things between me and my brother. Now it's gonna be payback time. Where can I find her?
There's a post-election ceremony at the governor's mansion at 10 a.m.
Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Okay, maybe we could use some help.
We'll meet you there. There's no way we can do this without you.
You're a true American, Sergeant Savage. I thank you.
Okay.
Robbie, this is the biggest thing I've ever asked of you. Are you sure it's cool?
No, it's not cool. And if you get pulled over, I'm going to say the car was stolen so that I can keep my job. Oh, and one more thing. Do not use the tape deck, because it's been shorting out on me. Don't forget.
All about. We gotta be there at 10 o'clock.
Okay, people. Coming through official police business. I want you to step lively. Do not make me abuse my power.
These guys think we're real cops.
What the hell was that?
A chunk of the road or something.
I just junked in my pants.
Lord,
Oh! Whoa! You see that bug? Just smacked the windshield.
Oh, man. I'll get it. Here. Where is the frickin' thing? We got, like, levers galore in this thing. There it is.
Man, that was weird. That bug was coming at me. I totally connected eyes with him. He was, like, slow motion going, I can't stop, don't wanna, hey! Oh, man, that was wild. He's so weird. He's coming, just going, my life's good, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, dead!
Oh.
But this map is heavy. It's got all those robes on it.
Rogues?
Roots? I can't say that word.
Roads.
Rowds. Rowds. Wow. That's a total weird word, isn't it?
That is a freaky word. Very, very freaky. I'm stoned. So are you.
Rowds.
Damn it, the nitrous oxide's leaking into the car. Oh, man. Oh, we gotta maintain.
I think you just drive the speed limit. We're gonna be cool.
All right. Everything's cool. I'll just go to the speed limit. Limit. Limit.
Limit.
That's another one of those freaky words.
Limit. Did you turn the siren on?
Dude, I couldn't even find the glove compartment in this thing. Oh my God. Man, we're screwed. Get in the back. Get in there. How you doing, buddy? Transporting a prisoner. 12th Precinct up in Buckleytown. My sergeant didn't give me any overtime, so I'm trying to do it lickety-split.
Tell me, officer, do you have any idea how fast you were going?
Well, I got a 426 Hemi in her. Three-quarter cams, nitro boosters. I can get her up to as good as 155. Never do, though, of course, unless I'm chasing a cute chick in a Ferrari. I was going about 65 tops.
Seven miles an hour. And normally when I stop people, they pull onto the shoulder. Now, I don't know how you do things up in Buckleytown, but down here we are protective of the other drivers on the roads.
Roads. Roads.
Quiet back there. Taking enough guff from you for one day. Raving psycho. Butchered 400 chickens and screwed a beagle. Taking him back to Nevada, where he's wanted for banging horses.
Good God. Can you get him through this state a little faster than 7 miles an hour, officer?
Meehoff. Jack.
Go.
Oh, man.
What a goon. You were great, though, man. That was genius. I never would have thought of that. That was hot.
Woo! Oh, shit! Oh, man. I hope there's enough juice left in these boosters. See ya! Oh, man! Woo!
We're live at the governor's mansion. Today's event is a celebration of Governor Tracy's election to a third term, with all the campaign staff as well as their families gathering for what appears to be quite a festive affair.
Governor Tracy, having just pulled out a squeaker, must be all smiles today. We're just receiving word that Mike Donnelly, the brother of Al Donnelly, is involved in a high-speed police pursuit. Mike Donnelly, wanted for questioning in an arson fire, is driving down Capitol Boulevard in a stolen police car.
I don't believe this.
Driver, head back to the Capitol!
Now, what are you, crazy? You can't do this.
Do what? Commit career suicide. I beg you, don't do this. Give me some time. I can make you a senator.
Jesus, Roger, did it ever occur to you there is a time when family might be more important than career?
Ever occur to you that at some point you're going to have to make a choice between me and that loser brother of yours?
Up there and scope it out. Nobody's gonna recognize you.
Okay. Promise me you'll stay right here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This election was about the majesty of democracy, where the gathered masses held their vote high.
Coming in right now.
My re-election would not have been possible without all of my people across the state who supported me in this victory. I must also thank my wonderful husband, Dennis, and my two beautiful, intelligent children, Andrew and Patty.
I'm in.
Where the hell's Drake, man? He's supposed to be here.
I'm surprised we can't count on a guy that lives in a school bus surrounded by landmines.
All right. Here's what we do. We dress as caterers, right? Nobody looks at a caterer's face. It's always, what do you got in the tray? Then we sneak around back. When Tracy starts to... Something's happening here. Steve, help! Steve! Steve, get back here! Oh, my God! Get this out of my belt! Stop! Help! Please! I can't! I can't! You in the bear! Help! Help! God! Steve! Help!
How are you?
Steve! Please! Somebody! Somebody help me! Somebody help me! God! Help!
The voters have spoken. And I have heard their message loud and clear. And that message is...
Help.
Holy shit!
Hi there! Hi! Boy, I feel like a horse's patoot. Oh, no! For the love of God!
I'm all right. I'm okay. Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
I'll be fine.
Somebody move! Or Steve Dodge gets it!
Who?
Steve Dodge!
Who's this guy?
Come on!
From the Donnelly campaign. What does it matter? He's got a gun. You're a cop.
Get over him! I'll kill him! I'll kill him!
Hey, that asshole's taken out. I'll get a sharpshooter right away.
Get your ass up there! I'm sick of town! Everybody back up, or I blow the big squeak's head off! I've got something to say!
Please listen to him. Do what he says. I have children, Tommy and Sally.
Shut up!
All right?
You keep your mouth shut, Squirt!
As soon as you get a clear shot, take it.
Okay, listen up! This is serious business! We've all been screwed by Governor Tracy. And now I'm going to screw her. I mean, I have evidence here that you need to know about now before it's too late.
Mike, what the hell are you doing here?
Oh, man.
Hey, isn't that Steve Dodds?
Yes, sir.
Al, man, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to prove you won the election.
Mike, put the gun down. There's other ways to handle this.
No, man, Al, there's no other way. You got to believe me.
I believe you. I don't want you to get hurt.
Look, I know this looks bad. Al, man, I'm not a screw-up on this one. I've got proof this time. Real proof.
Yeah, but look. The election's over. It's history. Like you're gonna be if you don't put that gun down. I mean it.
Al, please! If you love me like a brother, you gotta back me up on this.
All right, Mike. I'll back you up. What do you want me to do?
Just let me explain to these people what happened. Al! Al!
That's it! Game over! I'm not even getting paid for this! It's not worth it!
Mr. Thundermaker here is going to start barking fire. If you don't stop moving and listen to what this young man has to say. Go ahead, Mike. Clear.
Thank you, sir. You've just met Drake Savage, a great American soldier. I'd like to tell you a little bit about some other great American soldiers. Drake Savage's grandfather, Winston Savage, whose name you'll find at the top of this list. It says that he registered and voted for Governor Tracy.
And we're proud to have him as a voter.
Hold your tongue, Winch. The fact is, Winston Savage was killed in the Argonne Forest in 1918. A Zeppelin landed on his head, smashing his head clean out of his ass. That's my granddad. Rest in peace, sir.
Norris Savage met his maker in Iwo Jima in 1944. Nelson Savage was killed near the 38th parallel in Korea. However, yesterday, these men managed to cast their vote for Evelyn Tracy. You heard it here, folks. Voter fraud. Now, half these people are buried in the Garfield Cemetery. That's one county. It's probably the same all over the state.
Now, hold on just a minute, young fellow. There's a perfectly good explanation for all of this. Newswander!
Actually, there is a perfectly good explanation for this.
She put us up to it.
Did you shut up?
It's all her!
Shut up!
Ladies and gentlemen, this young man is a fine patriot. He deserves to be hoisted up on her shoulders.
Sergeant, please, this isn't necessary.
Come on, come on.
Oh, you're a large American.
Get off of me! Get off of me.
I was caught a little bit. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
I'm asking you to get
Governor,
off of me.
Governor, I should say ex-governor. I'm just trying to get a little leverage on my foot.
Oh!
No, please.
Somebody help me.
Thanks for everything, bro. Listen, there were times during the campaign when I kind of lost sight of what really mattered. I never should have doubted you.
Oh, thanks, man. That's cool.
Are you sure you don't want a job on my staff?
You know what, Al? I don't think I'm really cut out for politics. Besides, I got a lot of work to do rebuilding that rec center, you know. Kids really love the place, so.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I got somebody you got to meet.
Hey, Scott, come here for a second.
You gotta check this kid out. He's unbelievable. He's got an arm on him like he used to have. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Mr. Governor, can I please have your autograph?
Why not? Governor-elect.
Get it right, moron.
There you go.
Wow.
Check this out. Give me a toss, Scott.
Hey, buddy! Oh! Nice toss, Scott.
Oh, man. Kid's got a cannon.
Go along.
Okay.
Ow! Ow! I'm sorry, ma'am.
Okay.
So long, little brother.
Okay, see you, Al.
So, this is it, huh, Steve?
Guess I'm gonna miss you. Not gonna miss a 9mm to my head, but, what were you thinking?
I don't know.
All right, you guys, don't do anything I wouldn't do. Oh, my God! No! No! Please, open up! Please!